Test 9. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between a customer and an overseas shipping agent. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 8.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good afternoon, Denham's Shipping. How can I be of service?
Well, I wish to inquire about sending a container of personal items from the UK to Ireland.
The customer wants to send his container to Ireland. So the country of destination is Ireland. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 8.
Good afternoon, Denham's Shipping. How can I be of service?
Well, I wish to inquire about sending a container of personal items from the UK to Ireland.
No problem. Would you like me to give you an estimate of the cost?
Yes, please.
Well, first of all, may I take your details?
Of course. My name's Tim Lafferty.
Could you spell your surname for me, please, Tim?
Yes, it's Lafferty. L-A-F-F-E-R-T-Y.
Thank you, Tim. Now, where would you like us to pick your container up from?
My university, if possible.
OK. Let me make a note of the address.
It's Abbeyfield University.
Is that A-B-B-E-Y-F-I-E-L-D?
That's right. Park Street, Brighton.
Perfect. And may I take down your postcode too?
It's BR8-9P3.
Great. Thank you, Tim. Have you the container's measurements?
I do. It's approximately 2.5 metres long by 1.25 metres wide.
I see. Quite a big one, then.
Indeed.
And the height?
I make it 1 metre and 20 centimetres deep.
So that's 2.5 by 1.25 by 1.2.
Right.
And what will actually be in the box, Tim?
Oh, mostly old uni books.
OK.
And some music albums.
Anything else?
Yes, a little bit of stationery.
I see. And could you put an estimate on the value of the items?
The books are quite valuable. They're worth around £1,800. The music albums, maybe half that, say £900. And you can put the stationery down as £300.
Before listening to the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 9 and 10.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen and answer questions 9 and 10.
OK. And will you be purchasing contents cover from us also?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Sorry, let me explain. Because your items are worth more than £2,000, we recommend that you purchase insurance to cover yourself in the event of damage or loss.
Makes sense. What are my options?
Well, we offer three insurance deals, the premium rate, standard rate and economy rate ones. Premium offers full cover in the event of loss, damage or theft, which means you would be provided with the full cost of replacing your belongings.
What about standard and economy?
Standard will give you today's value, the second-hand value of your belongings, and economy provides you with a fixed payment of £1,000 in the event of loss, damage or theft.
Well, I can afford to live without those books, to be honest, so just give me the cheapest option.
We recommend standard cover for all our customers.
No, thank you. That won't be necessary. The cheapest option will be fine.
No problem. And one last thing. Will you be needing delivery at your office, at your house, or do you intend to pick up your container at the port?
Home delivery would suit me best, I think.
We'll get that process for you.
That's the end of section one. You have half a minute to check your answers.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now turn to section two.